40 plus years, KSKO has played a critical role in the interior's history by keeping communities informed and entertained. And now we want you to be a part of that history here at KSKO. KSKO is hiring immediately for a part-time DJ who could work 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, but the schedule may be flexible. There is zero radio experience necessary. Just be at least 14 years old and live in McGrath. We're more than glad to train you and get you comfortable behind the controls so you sound like a natural that's been working here for years. If you're interested, call the station at 524-3001. Email gm.ksko@gmail.com. Come by the station in person or just have a conversation with me, Paul Walker, when you see me out and about.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden's animated performance at a campaign rally in North Carolina today may be what his campaign hoped to see on the debate stage in Georgia last night. Biden's exchanges with former President Donald Trump were notably weak. Ahead of next month's Democratic convention, some allies raised concerns about whether the 81-year-old Biden should seek another term in office. Biden sought to put those doubts to rest today.
I give you my word as a Biden, I would not be running again if I didn't believe with all my heart and soul I can do this job. Because quite frankly, the stakes are too high. The stakes are too high.
Biden is also slated to attend a fundraiser in New York. The GOP is seizing on Biden's fumbles last night and arguing that former President Trump's in a stronger position to lead the country. During last night's debate, Trump was forceful. He also stated a lot of falsehoods. Trump is campaigning this hour in Chesapeake, Virginia. The Supreme Court's decision to end the so-called Chevron Doctrine could have major impacts on environmental regulations. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that includes government efforts to combat climate change.
Pretty much since the inception of the country's landmark environmental laws, the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Endangered Species Act, there's been an understanding that the threats and solutions to dealing with environmental problems change, even if the laws themselves do not. Legal experts say the laws were purposefully written to accommodate for advancements in science and changing conditions. Federal agencies have since regulated accordingly. Now, some legal experts and environmental groups are worried that the Supreme Court's decision eliminating deference for evolving federal agency expertise could put many of those regulations at risk, including efforts to regulate tailpipe and power plant emissions, the two largest causes of climate change. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
The Department of Homeland Security has extended and redesignated temporary protected status for Haitian migrants. NPR's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports.
The extension will last for 18 months, ending in February 2026. It will apply to Haitians already under temporary protected status, also known as TPS. And the redesignation will allow Haitians who have been in the U.S. since the beginning of the month to apply for an initial TPS. The program allows migrants whose home countries are unsafe due to violence or natural disaster to live and work in the U.S. for a limited but extendable period of time. DHS says nearly 309,000 Haitians will now qualify. Gang violence has engulfed Haiti, injuring and displacing thousands of people. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, El Paso, Texas.
It's NPR News. The top court in Iowa says a state can enforce a ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The Iowa ruling was 4-3. In response, the White House warned the state Supreme Court ruling puts women's health and lives in jeopardy. One person was killed, another eight wounded in the Indian capital, New Delhi, after part of an airport canopy collapsed. Authorities said it appeared to be caused by heavy rainfall. NPR's Zia Hadid has the latest from Mumbai.
Airport authorities on X, formerly Twitter, said all departures from that terminal were suspended until further notice. Images shared on Indian media outlets showed a massive supporting beam had crashed, smashing into cars outside Terminal 1 at the Indira Gandhi International Airport. Airport authorities said heavy rainfall appeared to have triggered the collapse. They said the Indian capital had witnessed its wettest day since 1936. That rain ended weeks of extreme heat in northern India, where temperatures were in the triple digits. But the collapse has raised concerns over the quality of Indian infrastructure and whether it can withstand weather events made more extreme and frequent by climate change. Zia Hadid, NPR News, Mumbai.
Iranians are voting today to replace the late president, Ibrahim Raisi. He died last month in a helicopter crash. The contest features two conservative hardliners and one reformist candidate. U.S. stocks have ended the day lower. The Nasdaq closed down 126 points. The S&P was down 22. The Dow ended the day down 45 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR and the Tiny Desk Contest comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. Capital One is proud to support NPR Music and the Tiny Desk Contest. Capital One, what's in your wallet? And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Live, local, and fiercely independent. This is KSKO, McGrath, KMGS, Anvik, KLOP, Holy Cross, KNKO, Shagluk, KGYA, Great Lake, KNIB, Nikolai, KSKC, Crooked Creek, and KSKP, Sleep Mute. Link up to our Facebook page and stream us online at KSKOPublicRadio.com. Proudly serving the Western Interior for more than four decades. Also heard on KRFF, Fairbanks, KNNA, Nenana, KRLL, Circle, KTKF, Toke, and KEAALP Eagle.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing. Close your eyes. Darling.
Sullivan. That is the Beatles right here on KSKO. I'm Paul Walker. Thanks for coming by to hang out. 12:09 this Friday, June 28th. Name That Tune coming up in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to take a look at weather first. Overcast, and well, no, that didn't update like it should have. Taking a look at the McGrath temperature outside the radio station. Looks like about 64 degrees. It's 61 in McGrath at the airport. Cloudy, becoming partly sunny at some point, they say. Highs in the lower 70s, lows near the mid-50s tonight. For Anvik, no reporting current observation. For the lower Yukon and Anoka Valleys, mostly cloudy, isolated showers. Highs in the mid to upper 60s, lows near the mid 50s. Overcast and 59 in Sleetmute. For the lower Kuskokwim, cloudy. Highs in the lower 60s to lower 70s, lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s. 75 and a few clouds in for Yukon. Partly sunny, hot, mid-80s today with isolated to scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some smoke. Pretty much the same for Eagle and for Fairbanks, except Fairbanks will be a little bit cooler, upper 70s to lower 80s. 61 at Merrill Field in Anchorage. Cloudy, mid-60s to mid-70s today. Once again, 61 in McGrath with cloudy skies, becoming partly sunny. At some point, they claim, we're going to see highs in the lower 70s. And my sunrise sunset sheet has disappeared. I will locate that a little bit later. All right, we're going to take a look at wildfire information right now. I'm going to update you on everything, even if there has been no change in the wildfire size. We are on in Fairbanks and Fort Yukon right now, so I want to provide everyone with that information. Also, I forgot to mention, Nick Snow here in McGrath has two she-fish at his house. First come, first serve. Nick Snow here in McGrath has two she-fish available. First come, first serve over at his house. All right, just outside Lake Minchumina, the 1,200-acre deep fire. About 20 miles southeast of that, the 2,631-acre, 4-acre fire. Southwest of that, it's the Grizzly Fire, 1,158 acres. Southeast of Nikolai, about 20 miles, the 65-acre Big Salmon Fork Fire. Just north of that, the 8-acre Little Tanzona River Fire was called out the other day. North of Nikolai, about 25 or so miles, it's the 30-acre Von Frank Fire. Northwest of Nikolai, the 6,091-acre Lower Meadow Creek Fire. As we head west, about 15 miles northwest of Nikolai, northwest of McGrath, the Ivy Creek Fire at 72 acres was called out a few days ago. Northwest of Takotna, about 15 miles, the 10th of an acre Anvil Creek Fire. About 15 miles west of Takotna, the 791-acre Crater Mountain Fire. About 16, 17 miles southwest of Takotna, the 15.5-acre Beaver Creek Fire. Heading over towards the direction of the Anoka River, northwest of Iditarod, about 6, 7 miles, the 1,934-acre Zimmerman Creek Fire. West of that, about halfway between Shagluk and Iditarod, a little closer to Iditarod, the 4,272-acre Big Yetna River Fire. As we head down towards the lower Kuskokwim, about 30, 35 miles northeast of Aniak,
It's the 3,700-acre Quinn Creek Fire. About 10 miles southwest of that is the 1,159-acre Owhat River Fire. About 40 miles south of Aniak, it's the 1,876-acre Aniak River Fire. As we head along the lower Kuskokwim, heading east, south of Crooked Creek, we're at the 286-acre Oskowalik River Fire. That is south of Crooked Creek, about 10 miles or so. Just east of Crooked Creek and just south of the Kuskokwim River is the 823-acre Portage Fire. East of that and slightly further south of the Kuskokwim is the 107.8-acre Downey Creek Fire. Halfway between Georgetown and Red Devil on the south side of the Kuskokwim is the 2,855.2-acre 8 Mile Creek Fire, reported with little activity. About halfway between Georgetown and Red Devil on a on the top of the triangle point, as it were, the 7,415-acre South Fork George River Fire. I do believe that's a size update on that. The Kirby Creek Fire, 91.2 acres. That is just northeast of Red Devil. Taking a look as we head further east, about 35 miles southeast of Sleep Mute is the Hodzana River Fire. About 25 miles southeast of Stony River is the 670-acre Muskeg Creek Fire. About 15 miles southeast of Stony River is the Lonely Fire, 1 acre. East, slightly northeast of Stony River, about 20 miles, is the Swift River Fire. About 20 miles east of Lime Village is the Little Underhill Creek Fire at 881.4 acres. Just outside Whitefish Lake, the 1 acre Whitefish Lake Fire. Just south of that is the 61-acre Mulchatna River Fire. Now we're going to head up towards Fairbanks. And there's a couple of fires there of concern. The Globe Fire is several thousand acres. It says 1,518 acres. I think it might be bigger than that, as I heard on Alaska Public Media early today. And the issue with that is residents along the highway were asked to evacuate back on the 26th because the Globe Fire is just east of Highway 2. Just west of Highway 2, south of Living Good, is the 2,685-acre Slate Fire and the 2,875-acre Ivor Fire. And the other two fires of concern in the Fairbanks vicinity-ish is the Clear Fire. That is due west of Salcha, about 25 miles, slightly southeast of Fairbanks, about 30 miles, 23,409 acres. Slightly southwest, almost due south of Salcha, about 30 miles, is the McDonald Fire at 96,468.6 acres. Going up into further into KZPA territory, the Owl Fire, 40 miles southeast of Chalkeetsuk, at 4,339 acres. East of that, near the border, is the 9,000-acre Midnight Fire. Northeast of Coal Creek is the 2,347-acre Van Hatten Fire. There is the Wolf Fire west of Eagle Village, but it's less than an acre, contained and controlled. Near Central, just north of Highway 6, northwest of Central, is the 150-acre Deception Pup Fire. west northwest of Miller House, the 450-acre American Fire and the 329-acre Crazy Fire. Let's see what else we have here. The Hermit Fire east of Beaver called controlled. Let's see what else we've got out this way. The New Door Fire at 4,077 acres. It is southeast of Stevens Village, south of Beaver. Near Bettles, west of Bettles, is the 40-acre Ficket Fire. Northwest, northeast of that is the 359-acre Eroded Fire. West of Stevens Village is the 10-acre Torment Fire. Southeast of Central, a little bit, is the 35-acre Ikinjik Fire. All right, that is your wildfire update for the time being. Track wildfires whenever you want at smoke.alaska.edu. Name that tune coming up after this song from the Byrds. Mr. Tambourine Man on KSKO. All right, name that tune time. We play a song and you have to identify it, but we play just the instrumental before the singing. We're looking for the fourth. Thank you.
Thank you.